This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Saves in his career. He's pitched well. So Lugo is the tying run. Ohapi is the winning run. Once again, the Angels down to their final strike. Strike three. Curveball clips the outside corner. Ohapi down looking. Yankees win 1-0, and they sweep the Angels in Anaheim.
Woo! Winners of 8 straight, losers of 5 straight. That's the Angels, baby.
You are so back.
Way to bring the world back into its right state. I was a little high off of 8 straight. Brought it back down when they lose 5 straight. The Yankees.
Breaking news.
We have breaking news.
I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
The Buffalo Sabres announcing they have hired Jarmo Kekäläinen as senior advisor.
Oh, there we go.
The former general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right. So the senior advisor thing was... It was legit.
But okay. It's also a name of a general manager who had been through the league for several years.
All right. Perfect.
Interesting. Does he like Jake Oettinger?
And we're going back to that.
Oh, I'm not stopping. Toxic trait. Sorry to interrupt, but that just broke.
Oh, phenomenal. All right. Fantastic. We'll get to that in a little bit, though. We do have a guest here on the Wester Hotline as Sal Marana of the Democrat and Chronicle and publisher of the Pinstripe People Yankees newsletter joins us today. Sal, I feel bad. Like, I want to talk to you about Yankees-Dodgers, but now the Sabres actually made a move in the front office. I feel bad.
Well, you know, I perfectly understand that the Sabres are the priority. So, I mean, I don't know much about this guy. I mean, I don't follow the NHL as closely as I follow the NFL. But anything new has to be good for the Sabres, I would hope, because they are an organization that needs a reboot.
Agreed. On Yankees-Dodgers, though, I mean, you heard it there in the highlight, too. I mean... The Angels, I was having a bit of a moment, Sal, I won't lie to you. Like, they sweep the Dodgers, and then they kept winning, and I was like, okay, here we go. Like, this is exciting. The Yankees sweep them, and now in their last 10, 9-1, and now they go into the other L.A. team's home for a 3-game series starting tonight, late tonight, I believe, at 10-10. Yeah, 10-10. How you feeling?
Yeah, well, I won't be watching that game because I'll be fast asleep. Maybe by first pitch, which is my usual nighttime. But I will say this, your Angels certainly gave the Yankees a fight those last two, and I was glad that I was not watching those games live. I woke up the morning after of each and watched the condensed game, and I'm like, holy smokes, those were right down to the wire. So, yeah, the Yankees swept them. But that was actually a pretty good series. Mm-hmm. The Angels played them tough. So, look, I mean, the Yankees are playing well. I mean, I'm surprised by this, how this has gone so far with, you know, after they lost, obviously, Cole and Heel. Like, my expectations have kind of dropped. But this has been a nice run for them. So far, they're 5-1 on the West Coast trip. But as you mentioned, now they get the Dodgers. And we'll see. I think this is going to be a very good proving ground for the Yankees, a nice measuring stick to see where they actually are.
It is wild too for the Yankees in this run here. Their one loss is to Colorado. It's the only one. Outside of that, and they're playing tight games. It's not like they're – like early in the year, too, with the Yankees, where it just felt like they were just putting it on teams, 13, 14 runs, and it was, the bats were really doing it. These are tight games. Pitching's getting it done, defense, what have you, complete games. And the Dodgers themselves in the last 10, if we're going to talk about the Yankees being 9-1, they're 5-5. So, you know, it is the World Series rematch. The Dodgers ultimately did win that, I believe, in five games, if I'm remembering correctly. But, yeah, I think you're right. Like, this could be a good proving ground. I think it also could be just good for baseball. If the Yankees could win this series, you could really pitch kind of that World Series rematch that we're now seeing in hockey with Florida and Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, look, Yankees-Dodgers, from a World Series perspective, the history behind all of that is great. Plus, you'd have the two biggest markets in baseball once again. I'm sure Fox is absolutely rooting for that. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting series. You know, Fried is going tonight for the Yankees. So, you know, I like their chances in this game. And then the next two, we'll see. They got to face Yamamoto on Sunday night. He has been unbelievable for the Dodgers. He's now their ace. I mean, unquestionably, he's their ace of their staff. So that's going to be a tough game. And then in the middle there, I mean, Will Warren, you know, I'm not sure what to make of Will Warren yet. He was so bad last year as a rookie, and then he started terribly. But lately, he is starting to look like the guy that they've been telling us he is. They've been saying for so long that he's one of their best pitching prospects, and we're starting to see a little bit of that. So that'll be an interesting game, too. That's the Fox game on Saturday night. So, yeah, this is a series that the YES Network certainly hates because they don't get to broadcast any of the games. So it's like the alphabet soup for Yankee fans trying to find these games this weekend.
Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle here with us on the Wes Herr Hotline. Sal, obviously with everything that's gone on, we've talked a couple weeks now, and the last we talked, it was Rochester trying to stay alive in a series with the Americans, and unfortunately their series did end with the 5-0 loss at the hands of the Laval Rocket. And we started the show talking about a goaltender, and the one in Buffalo system, Devin Levi, did not end his AHL playoffs in a particularly good fashion, unfortunately.
No, he had a rough series against Laval. Now, that's the number one team in the AHL. They were a great team. You know, during the regular season, I think they beat the Amerks 6 out of the 8 games. A couple of those were overtime or shootouts, too. But 6 out of the 8 were Laval wins. So that was always going to be a tough series for Rochester. I think during the season, he played really well for the Amherst. He had 7 shutouts, which led the AHL. And then that series against Syracuse, you saw it again. He shut him out the last 2 games to clinch the series. So all in all, it was a very good year of development for Levi. I saw that, you know, Jason Carmonas, the assistant GM for the Sabres, had said the other day that that's what they were looking for. I mean, they realized they tried him in Buffalo early, but they realized they made that decision in November that he needed to come to Rochester and just be the full-time first-team goalie. And it was a great year, like I said, of development. So now we have to see where it goes, right? I mean, UPL did not have a great year in his first year of that contract.
Right.
So, I mean, can the Sabres go into next year with UPL, who we're not quite sure what he is still, and Devin Levi, who hasn't quite proven himself at the NHL level? That's going to be interesting to see for the Sabres. I would tend to believe that Levi maybe should start again in Rochester at least early next year and see where it goes. But yeah, this summer, how they address the goaltender situation is going to be pretty pivotal to where Levi is going to be next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sal, you're not helping me get rid of my toxic trait of go get Jake Oettinger. That logic is sound. And now I'm thinking, go get Jake Oettinger again. But, you know, that's just me. But moving on over Bills, OTAs, and everything else of that.
And yeah, so Sal, we've only had the one day of OTAs that the media's actually been able to see. Well, next Tuesday again is another day where the media can be there. But what did you see? I know one guy that I'm infatuated with, I have been since he was coming out of Ole Miss, and I know a lot of media members are too, is Elijah Moore. But what did you see?
I did not see anything, boys. I was on vacation this
week. Oh, good for you. Good for you.
I missed the session. I've got a lot of vacation that I've been doing this for so long that I get a lot of vacation, and I have to start using it before training camp. So I was not over there, but obviously I'm paying attention. I'm looking at what everybody's writing, and I heard that Elijah Moore had quite a practice, the one that the media could see. Look, I kind of like that signing. I was interesting when he met the media, and I think it was a Zoom call. I don't think he did a media thing live, but I think it was a Zoom call, and he referenced the fact that without quite saying it, he said the quarterbacks he's played with before him sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true. Yeah. I mean, with the Browns and Jets, he did not have good quarterback play. And that's why, even though his numbers are decent, I think there's a lot more in the tank with Elijah Moore if he can hook up with Josh Allen and get that, you know, get that chemistry and all that. He could be a really interesting player. And I wonder what that means for Curtis Samuel, because in many ways, they're kind of similar players. So I like the Moore signing, and again, I didn't see it the other. I'll be over there Tuesday for the next one, but I didn't see what happened. But I did read that he looked really good.
I agree on the Curtis Samuel thing. I will be paying attention to every article on training camp like a hawk, seeing like how did Curtis Samuel do? Well, how did Elijah Moore do? Just because I'm a big Moore guy, but I also like the Curtis Samuel signing last year. Ultimately, it didn't go super well this year due to injuries. But Sal, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Enjoy the baseball, the stuff that you can watch, of course, with tonight being super late. But we'll talk again soon, my man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That was Sal Marana on the Wester Hotline there, Democrat and Chronicle and publisher of the Pinstripe People's Yankees newsletter. Paul Hamilton coming up at 11 o'clock as the Sabres did make a front office move. Jarmo Kekäläinen,
former GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Today has been a bit of a day of like front office announcements from Buffalo sports teams.
I don't know what's up with the end of May saying, yeah, Derek, you want to talk about hockey? Let's keep going. And we are absolutely going to have chances to do that. So
but he has been hired as the senior advisor. And then for the Bills, real quick, I do want to say these as well. I believe Terrence Gray has been promoted to assistant GM. So we now have two assistant GMs and then some other promotions as well within the Bills. But yeah, both Buffalo sports teams within about 25 minutes of each other were like, hey, we have things going on in our front office.
Let's do things at the end of
May. Minnesota Vikings also announced a multi-year contract extension for their general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. So a lot of front office moves going on a little bit. We're going to take a quick time out here, 803-0550, the number to call if you want to give your thoughts on the Sabres. Adding that senior advisor role, and it is a former general manager in the league, nothing they said ultimately was wrong. They wanted someone with general manager experience. They wanted somebody that has credibility in the league. I think they've added to that, at least I think to the best that they could do with the current circumstances.
And I think coming up next, we'll get more into who is Jarmo Kekäläinen, for those that don't know, and we can do a little bit of a dive into his career as the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, there's a lot happening all of a sudden here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.